Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which shares stories and insights into the use of universal energy and intuition to know your true self better for making your best choices to live free of fear and maximize your ability to handle any challenge in your life. Joining me today is Dr. Danae Jordan, who will discuss her new treatment program called Already Well, a program to help understand the American dream and how perhaps it's fueling and breeding a culture of anxiety and depression. Hello, Dr. Jordan.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Cheryl.
Oh, you're most welcome. Danae, as listeners of Healing From Within are aware, my guests and I look beyond the programmed societal and family belief systems to an inner, energetic view of personal awareness, challenges, goals, and abilities, which are often disregarded or minimized by today's world values, which focus so intensely on the material world and success, causing distress, depression, and often illness or disease, and it flourishes in this modern-day society. Healing From Within focuses on self-investigation and self-mastery of emotions, behaviors, and a multidimensional view of life for improving our health and achieving a level of prosperity and joy in our everyday life experiences. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Dr. Danae Jordan, who is a licensed clinical psychologist, marriage and family therapist, and has spent over 25 years working with a varied population, including people diagnosed with schizophrenia, addictions, eating disorders, anxiety, and personality disorders, with clients from all walks of life, celebrities, the homeless, artists, and people of all ethnicities and socioeconomic backgrounds, will share her premise that no matter what your present circumstance, you are already well. Dr. Jordan also created the Adolescent Treatment Program at the STEPS Substance Abuse Treatment Center on the West Coast. Danae, I always like to open each show by asking my guests to think back to their childhood and recall a memory or person or experience that may have been a motivating force in discovering their fondest goals or interests or life path, as I believe the seeds for our destiny are observed by us or others really early on in life.
Okay. Well, I think from as young as I can remember, actually, I've always had a sense that there was much more to this world than what we were looking at. And I believed in angels. I loved anything that seemed haunted. I loved ghosts. I pretended I was a nun when I was about six. I loved all sorts of rituals and religions, and as far back as I can remember, I knew that we were not alone here, so to speak, and that there were so many resources to draw from.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very well said.
Thank you.
When I was little, and many of the guests who have been on the show, we were all aware that something was around us and that some of what we were being told by our families and teachers were not enough for us, that we had to delve deeper inside and make a personal connection to the universe or to energy or to the world beyond what we could see with or use with our sensory abilities. So, yeah, that was very well said. Tell us about your professional journey and what led you to create your new program, Already Well.
Well, I had it came from two places. It came from the people I was working with as a psychologist, and also with my own struggle. And they actually were very paralleled. And no matter who we are and what we were doing, no matter what I was doing, it was never enough. And this was an inner drive that I had since I was small also, that was always contradicting how I felt about the world, always contradicting my sense of spirit, my sense of being of being blessed, so to speak, was always contradicted by this idea that I needed to earn more money, I needed to work harder, I needed to achieve.
Well,
I was never.
well, Danae, where did that come from?
That came from my family.
Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
It came from my family, and God bless them. I understand exactly why. But then, you know, just holding that conflict inside of me, I was working also with folks with serious mental illnesses. And similarly, while working with them, I could see that the professional world was very interested in treating these people's symptoms, not really looking at them like whole human beings, but, you know, dealing with their hallucinations, their delusions, dealing with their bizarre behavior, and that the sole focus of our treatment was to reduce symptoms. And when I began to not focus on that and began to focus on the folks, on their experiences in life, on their value as human beings, on their uniqueness, on their ability to be creative and to think outside the box, so to speak, when I began to focus on their power and their strength as people, I saw them getting much better than they were, you know, using old traditional psychotherapy methods.
Because you were setting up a way for them to see their true self
yes.
and their inner spiritual gifts. Now, I know you also have many spiritual gifts. You are a speaker, and you were a former professional ballet dancer,
mm-hmm.
and you have performed a one-man show. I mean, you have explored many creative aspects, and you've also gone into the intellectual aspects. And many healers do come to the conclusion that unless you take a multidimensional approach to healing, which is the mind, body, and spirit, you're actually wasting your time because you're just treating symptoms. And the
That's
symptoms
right.
are a result of thought patterns and behavioral patterns and incorrect thinking or misaligned beliefs from childhood or fears or traumas. And we can't stay in that energy. What you
mm-hmm.
were trying to do, and that has to be done, is you are setting up a new energy, a new way for the people to move forward into joy, into activities and life experiences that call to them from deep within them, which were more valuable than some
Hi.
Of the beliefs that they were holding. Now, you say that your relationship with yourself must come first, and I agree with you. What do you mean by that?
Well, first, I just want to say that I think that already well takes a little bit of a left turn in a certain way from a lot of alternative beliefs, in that we really believe that even our failures, that our ego, other things we've done wrong, our negative thinking and so forth are also all divine. That happiness really comes from not trying to be better than we are, but by integrating who we are in the moment. So that anger, vanity, self-criticism, that these are not things that we get rid of. These are things that we invite into our lives to integrate with our spirit so that we can become a whole human being.
I agree with you. They're valuable.
They
Every
are
emotion
valuable.
We have has to
mm-hmm.
be felt, and we need to move through it, and we have to integrate it because that's who we are. On any given day, 50% of the thoughts that float into us are perhaps not positive but might be negative or in between
mm-hmm.
or in between
might be
the two.
Human.
Yes, like being human. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
We
right.
are very special and unique as we are, and everything is just experience without judgment. No
mm-hmm.
good or bad, no right or wrong, no female
exactly.
or male, just human energy
experience. Love it. That's so right.
Physical
mm-hmm.
life. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
great. You know, in my book, The Living Spirit, I also suggest that we are born with everything we need to rediscover who we are as spiritual beings. And we're capable of manifesting what it is that makes our hearts sing. So I wrote this: universal force only acts on the vibration of our thoughts, so we must carefully clarify our needs, and refine our thoughts before making requests or expending too much energy on an undesirable pursuit. First, we must discover our real values and what truly brings us inner and worldly contentment before we concentrate our thoughts and efforts towards any goal. The universal energetic forces of life are there for each of us to access, but our life choices and actions, not God, actually create our inner and outer experience. And I believe that's what you're helping people discover, that they have that power, and they can, with their thinking and actions, create a different environment for themselves. And it's not all that hard. It just takes a little discipline, persistence, and being with people who also feel that this is possible. So, yeah.
I think that so much of the time, even folks on a spiritual path, we inadvertently get into fighting ourselves. I know that I was involved in an ashram for a very long time, and that still when I was meditating under with this premise that I was going to, first of all, overcome my ego, and second of all, become better than I already was. And I started to see the error in that thinking, because as soon as I'm going to be better than I am, it means that the way I am right this minute isn't enough. And already Will teaches that there is no fighting involved in becoming well. Like we even say we're going to fight cancer. And even the thought, the effort of fighting creates disharmony and does some damage to us.
So then, Danae, we need to mm-hmm. move towards acceptance, allowance,
yes.
and surrendering
yes.
to whatever event, with a smile on our face, with some joy in our heart, with hope. Because if you mm-hmm. know truly who you are, you have no fear. You're here mm-hmm. to have a beautiful life journey, and where we're going beyond here is also another form of consciousness and life. So most people exert way too much energy into the fears and the problems
yeah.
when they should be exerting energy into what you just said, to mm-hmm. accept how divine we are and how wonderful mm-hmm. we are. And even
right.
in our frailness or whatever we have to deal with, whether it's a disease like cancer, we
mm-hmm.
have to find the beauty and what can be learned about ourself, our soul, and mature and allow that
right.
to go on. So tell us what it really means to be already well.
Well, already well says that, and I am a cancer survivor, by the way. I just wanted to mention that so that people say, well, if she really had cancer, she wouldn't say that. But I am a cancer survivor.
Thank you for sharing that. And I'm dealing
yes.
with a lot of people who are ill now. I'm an intuitive Reiki energy healer, and I'm dealing with a lot of people now. And please tell us how you worked with your own situation.
Well, I think that one of the reasons that I got cancer in the first place was because of fighting. It was because of denying myself. It was because of stress, because of worry. I always say I got cancer in my left breast, right over my heart, that loved everybody else but me. And that's actually a line that I use in my play, because I think it is so significant. And surrendering to everything that I'm doing in my life, including being sick, is my body's, a healthy or unhealthy, way of trying its best to survive. And you asked about being already well. Everything that I am, you know, even the things I'm not too proud of, are a result of me doing the best I could in the moment to survive. And recognizing that with compassion and acceptance is really important.
You know, Danae, when you just said that, I could feel my mother smiling, because that's what she told me always, to do the best you can. No more. No more is expected of any human being.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just feel her on the sidelines smiling at you. Because nobody else has brought that out in maybe 200 shows that I've done.
Oh.
So
Well, that's because we're so focused on even those of us in the, I will call it a new age or a alternative way of looking at things. I think even we can get very much into, let me tell you how to be better. Let me tell you how to take more of this particular remedy and do more of this and do, and really, we're already amazing. Already.
Well,
and that's
then,
what already well says.
Yes.
We already are.
Yes. And let's say one other thing here. There really is no perfection. So looking for it is, again, a waste of energy and time.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever people have told us about perfection is not true, because it is in imperfection that we go forward and learn and grow and create. So why should we seek something that is not valuable? We are valuable just as we are, in our frailties, in our failures, in our illnesses, in whatever challenge we have been given by spirit, because there is always hope and faith and trust, and there are always ways to move forward, to just be in the moment and be the best we can in that moment. And illness does teach us that.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in life but opportunity.
Right.
You know, that I think that that's that, and when you ask me about already well, is we already are magnificent examples of survival, and already, and you know, well, if I were just to get this or do that or become this or become that, then I would be successful, and you know, it's already quite a feat just to have survived in our culture like it is, at any reasonable age. We've already done a tremendous amount of work to be here, even if it's just getting up in the morning and surviving. Could we be more conscious? Could we be more intentional? Yes, but only with love. That's the only way.
Yes, so so beautifully, beautifully said. Please give us an example of one of your clients and how the Already Well program helped them to make the shifts and changes where they could express what you're expressing here. Because once they get the idea of this, they're already beyond the program.
Right. Well, I can just give you an example of someone embracing rather than rejecting. I have a client with autism, an adult with autism, who spent most of her life, of course, beating herself up. She is high functioning. I mean, she's able to be in pretty much the mainstream society and beat herself up because she wasn't like everyone else. Things don't come as easy to her. She has a perception of things that's different than a lot of people, and she ended up writing a book about it. And, you know, My Other Way. And what she did is she learned to embrace who she was, and even have humor about it. And
excellent,
So she embraced who she was. She took what she had and she made the very best of it, and ended up doing very well in her life on every level. As a result of not trying to be whatever she had perceived she was supposed to be.
She stopped trying to be someone else.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be someone else. We can only be ourselves, as you say. Now, as a Reiki practitioner and medium, I do an intuitive reading before each client comes.
Mm-hmm.
And this reading helps them to know more about who they are and to discover their hopes and dreams. They must make their road forward on their own thoughts and actions. So one day I had a client, and I told her that I saw a rag doll fallen on the floor who couldn't get up. And when I looked at her, I didn't know what it meant for the moment, but when I looked at her, I realized that she was the rag doll when she was a girl. And then she went on to tell me that she had been sexually abused by her father for many years. And I could feel what she felt. And I responded that she wasn't a victim, but a survivor. And she had gone on to live a life, have a family, a career. And I was so proud of her for her for her resilience.
Right, right.
Because her father had a serious illness. It wasn't her illness. And you know what? She's the heroine of the story, and we're all the heroine of our own stories.
We are,
but
regardless of the circumstances.
Absolutely. And we need to release whatever it is that wounds us in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, because it holds us back. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. That's over. It's only in this moment, and we don't need to worry about the future either. That's already planned in a way. We came here with a destiny, and we will move forward toward it. And if we try to have courage and love, as you said, and trust in ourselves first, we will just live a much healthier life. So why do you think it's so hard for many people to accept and value themselves? Why do you think so?
I think it's deeply, deeply ingrained in our society and definitely in our families, regardless of our ethnicity, you know, our socioeconomic status. We are ingrained with this idea that we are going to achieve or that we need to achieve, and that money, property, and prestige will bring us happiness. I mean, we're inundated. I think we are completely saturated with it when we don't even realize we're being saturated with it, and that it is quite a challenge.
Well, I think you and I and many of our listeners do realize it, and I think we know that all this self-doubt is a way that diminishes our light and our sense of we're all right and our well-being. Now, how do we get the educational, political, social, and media structures that plot out the life that they believe everybody should adhere to? How do we get back to individuality, imagination, creation, and human values?
Well, as I mentioned to you, I have a play that's running now. I call it I Am Already Well. It's a one-woman show, and what I do in the play is I meet the characters of my life that I call hold me hostage, and I invite them in for tea, so to speak. I have Roger the Rager, Inverna Eterna, My Vanity. I have all sorts of characters, and I think that we really have to look at ourselves on a personal level and say, how am I repeating the same mistakes over again? How am I not getting what it is that I really want to have in my life? And understand that we are preventing ourselves from doing that. And invite our characters in. You had mentioned overcoming our, what did you say, letting go of something like child abuse. And one way to do that is to really open up the door and say, come on in for lunch. I need to know who you are. I need to meet the person, the part of myself that feels so insecure that I just can't get a job, or the part of me that feels so insecure that I don't even want to start writing the book I want to write. And we integrate those parts of ourselves with love.
Yeah, so what I think you're saying is, in order to get to that better life and that higher view of ourselves, we've got to understand how our brain or physical life works. Our mind, of course, is our connection to our soul or spirit. And if we get the two of those working together.
Right, exactly. Well said.
Yeah, we can come to understand healing, illness, anything that disrupts or separates us from a sense of peace or well-being or being already right. So that's the way to go. Get past the separation and embrace any emotion or feeling or trauma or tragedy that we have and accept it, but don't stay in it. See it for
well,
what it is.
Well, when we accept it, the power goes away. Too, when we, Ram Dass used to say, invite it to tea. And, you know, when we open up the door and we say, come on in, overeater. Come on in, overweight. Have a seat. Have a conversation with me. When we don't resist these parts of ourselves, they actually lose their power over us.
I love that. Yeah. Okay. So how are good behavior and bad behavior essentially the same?
Yes, that's
a good thing for people to think about for the moment. So how are they essentially the same?
Oh, they're both our effort to survive.
Okay.
So So just quickly, someone who, let's say, is a compulsive overeater, I say bravo to you. If you can make that kind of effort to try to make yourself feel better, congratulations, you have a skill. The only problem is that you're doing it with a lack of self-respect. So if you can overeat, you can do anything. Right? Overeating is simply the effort to make yourself feel better using ways that are not loving.
Yeah, I think we all move towards feeling good, away from pain and feeling good, and many people do it just in different ways, different
In
addictive
different ways.
behaviors. Once they
Yes.
accept the fact that they're going to think good thoughts, act in conscious ways, love without expectation of receiving, they will receive. And miracles, I believe in miracles, and good energy will follow you when you can get to start to live that way and think that way. I want to thank you, Dr. Danae Jordan, for sharing your wonderful ideas and insights on how
Thank
to
you.
shake the foundation of America's story of success and how to look past confusing messages from our parents, teachers, friends, and the media to follow authority but still remain an individual and to love yourself as long as you look and act the way society defines beauty and success. For more information on these ideas, go to Dr. Denee, DENEE.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, Dr. Jordan and I have discussed a wonderful new and unconventional way to look at the medical, political, religious, and economic structures of our society and the values they project, which have partially led to a national population inundated with depression and anxiety. The foundation of Dr. Jordan's program, Already Well, suggests you take the sum total of your life and acknowledge it with respect and acceptance, regardless of your current circumstances. It focuses on how essential it is to recognize and appreciate yourself exactly as you are before attempting to make things better, which perhaps they don't have to change at all. It emphasizes, right? It emphasizes to embrace your life and those experiences which align you to your inner soul needs, not those attitudes and values of the outside world. Health and well-being are created from within our own thoughts and actions, and we are the masters of our own soul. As I wrote in my book, The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, when a person becomes aware of existing energies, emotions, and the motivations for their behaviors, they can then finally understand how to balance their own energy. Remember, thoughts can be of the ego mind, or they can be emotions and feelings from the heart or soul. They can also be memories of a soul's divine nature. Awareness of which aspect of our thinking is motivating us to action can help us make more conscious decisions. Observing and interacting with people who receive energy and messages intuitively from spirit and are able to balance the energies of mind and heart are examples for us to learn how we may function at the highest level possible in a human state. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and invite you to visit my website, cherylglick.com, to hear authors and visionaries share their emerging views of energy and the force of these changing times as we evolve and grow into our most magnificent and healthy state of physical and divine humans, living in a more reflective and cooperative state of human resolve. Also go to webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.